It's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, and Crary Industries. Our first stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Fisher, Minnesota area, visiting with Steve Williams. Steve, looks like planters are rolling, things are coming along.
It's been a little slow getting going here. The moisture's really hung on. The conditions are about right now, they're kind of on the edge. I'm about halfway done with planting the beets, and the biggest holdup right now is we're waiting for fertilizer to be spread, and sometimes that you have to wait several days, and that's a problem, because especially in beets, when they're ready to go in, you want them in as quick as possible. So that's been a little delay that we haven't enjoyed very much.
Yeah, right. You mentioned field conditions. We didn't get a lot of the field work done last fall. Has that been a problem too or not?
Well, that's one of the big problems for me. We did not get any field work done last fall. We did not get any fertilizer on, which we normally have it all on. And we didn't get our ridging done for beets because it was too wet. And we didn't get our ground as prepared as good for wheat as we would like. But actually, it's been not as bad as I thought. The fertilizer has really caused a problem, though.
Sure. Have you been able to get any wheat in?
My wheat actually will probably be done today, but we can plant it so fast that it's only about 3 days and it's all in. So.
And our next stop on Crop Watch in the Greenview, Minnesota area, visiting with Elliot Solheim. And Elliot, where is Greenview?
Greenview is between Crookston and Beltrami on Highway 9. At one time there was a grain elevator, a lumber yard, dance hall, I was told, way before my time. But like a lot of small towns, it's nothing here now. Yep. So.
Basically a farmyard, basically, right now.
Farmyard, yes.
Yeah. Let's talk crops. Getting some corn put in the ground?
Yep, we started Saturday applying fertilizer, and Sunday the planter started rolling, and been clicking along here for 2 days. So
soil conditions okay?
Yes. Kind of pick and choose what fields we're going after. I mean, it's not a free-for-all out there, but it's going good.
Yep. Going around wet spots or not?
Very little.
Okay, so right now then you're getting the corn put in the ground and then getting some of that pre-emerge herbicide put down.
Yep, we try to follow up with a pre-emerge right behind the planter, and so we're working on that too. And I guess the biggest thing is sending the trucks to town for fertilizer and hope they come back with some. So,
yeah, I've been hearing maybe a little bit of a delay there.
A little bit. Like I said, we send them there, and so far they've been coming back, but it might be one of the issues coming up.
Last fall, we didn't get a lot of the tillage done. Has that been a problem or not?
Actually, it's dried up quite a bit. I was surprised on some of the fields that didn't get dug last year that are dry enough to go after. So, yeah, we're pleased.
And our next stop on Crop Watch, we are east of Crookston, visiting with Kevin Capistran. And Kevin, looks like getting a little bit of crop in the ground.
Yeah, we're getting some stuff done. We only got one field in April, and now it's starting to green up, so there's a little little optimism on that first field seeded. But most everything came after that bigger shot of rain. We got quite a bit of wheat in now this past week or so, and started getting some sugar beets in the ground. I think we can roll them in fairly quick now, so Not ideal, but I guess it could be worse. The field situations, we're pushing it about as much as we dare. Last night I was looking at those outside rows going in, and they were mushing pretty good to get through it. So it's not that we're behind when you look at the field conditions, but it doesn't feel real great when you look at the calendar.
Yeah, that's for sure, especially when you look at a forecast coming too.
Yeah, you're kind of saying, okay, if I got 5 days of work to do and 4 days to do it, how am I going to figure out this or what I can get done in that time? And so you start prioritizing, and then you start getting situations where maybe the fertilizer's not showing up when you need, or something breaks down, and then your plan goes all the heck too. So you're managing it as best you can.
You got weeds coming too or not?
Haven't had a chance really to go back and look a whole lot. The stuff that got seeded and then got rain after it, I would assume we're going to see a little bit more there. We're generally tilling everything and getting a clean start that way. So definitely not my first priority till we get to things like the sunflowers, where we know we got to get the pre's down ahead of time.
trash from last fall problem being as tough?
You know, I think it's not just the snow and the rain that we've had. I think it's how we left the field situation last fall that's giving us as much trouble as anything else. I think a lot of the weak ground, we only got worked once. It didn't really green up, so we kind of delayed working it a second time, and then that delay turned into November and never got done. And so it's loose field conditions. It's soft. It's spongy. And so I've never run a Harrow Packer behind the air drill to try and firm it up where we planted wheat, but we did that on a few fields just because we thought it was the right thing to do in case it didn't rain. So you're making changes on the go just because it's not necessarily a normal situation, and a lot of that did start last fall.
And our next stop on Crop Watch in the Thief River Falls, Minnesota area. I'm visiting with CHS Ag Services sales agronomist Josh Connacht. And Josh, guys are rolling in the field. How are they coming?
You know, things have been going pretty good. We're finally drying up in some areas, so wheat's coming to a close. Soybeans are in the ground, or starting to go in the ground anyways. Corn's going in the ground, soon to be sunflowers and some more canola. So things are going pretty good here.
Are you guys able to keep in front of everything?
Yeah, it's been definitely one of those hectic seasons, and I know some shortage of nitrogen in the countryside's been a thing, but one thing with us, when having multiple large bulk plants, we're kind of able to cover our needs.
And our next stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Grigla, Minnesota area, visiting with Steve Sparby. Steve, getting some crop put in.
Yeah, we got rolling here last Thursday, and it's been going real good since then.
So. Soil conditions okay?
You know, the ground temperature isn't where it should be, but it's fairly dry, so we're rolling.
Okay. And then we're standing here in the rain here. I was to do this now, so I drove into it here about 3-4 miles ago, and it's just a slow, gentle rain so far.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we don't look to amount too much today, but Thursday night and Friday it looks like we might be getting some heavier rains.
Yeah. How are you sitting then with planting progress?
We're approaching about half done, so it's been going good for us.
Yep. So you could use another 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. We can use at least 4 or 5 days.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, and Crary Industries.